Thank you. Blessed be the God of our salvation,
who bears our burdens and forgives our sins.
Pray. Almighty Father, whose dear Son, on the night before he suffered, instituted the sacrament of his body and blood, mercifully grant that we may receive it thankfully in remembrance of Jesus Christ our Lord, who in these holy mysteries gives us a pledge of eternal life, and who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall mark for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell the whole congregation of Israel that on the 10th of this month, they are to take a lamb for each family, a lamb for each household. If a household is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join its closest neighbor in obtaining one. The lamb shall be divided in proportion to the number of people who eat of it. This is how you shall eat it: your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it hurriedly. It is the Passover of the Lord. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both human beings and animals. On all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be a day of remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you shall observe it as a perpetual ordinance." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read together from Psalm 116. "I love you, O God, because you have heard the voice of my supplication. Because you have inclined your ear to me whenever I called upon you. How shall I repay God for all the good things done for me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of God. I will fulfill my vows to God in the presence of all people. Precious in your sight, O God, is the death of your servants. O God, I am your servant. I am your servant and the child of your handmaid. You have freed me from my bonds. I will offer you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon your holy name. I will fulfill my vows to you in the presence of all your people, in the courts of God's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. In the fall of 1966, torrential rain and winds lashed Europe for weeks. On the night of October 3rd, the Arno River in Tuscany crested in Florence at the highest level in 600 years. Muddy water mixed with raw sewage and oil from basement storage tanks swirled throughout the city, inundating streets and dwellings, particularly in the oldest and lowest sections of town. These contained many of the treasured pieces of art, as well as thousands of irreplaceable books and documents. In the Piazza Santa Croce, the toxic mixture gushed into the interior of the church of the same name, threatening priceless paintings and frescoes, as well as the tombs of Dante and Michelangelo. In the refectory next to the church, the stinking water covered much of the precious crucifix of the great 14th century master Cimabue, that for hundreds of years had hung high over the altar of the church, but had been moved to a more tourist-friendly lower position on a wall. Recognized the catastrophe impending, the monks paddled around in an inflatable raft, scooping up bits of paint and gold leaves with tea strainers. Also hanging on a wall in the refectory was another painting, The Last Supper by Giorgio Vasari, a prominent painter of the 16th century, though not so well known as the earlier Cimabue. As soon as the waters began to subside, restorers from around the world flocked to Venice to begin reclamation and to restore whatever possible and to mitigate the huge effort. And a huge effort was in fact needed, but it was focused mostly on a Chinaboy crucifix. The Vasari Last Supper, however, was considered inferior and was hauled off to a storage area to await possible later restoration. It was covered with sheets of rice paper to secure the paint on the wooden panels on which it was painted. With meticulous care, in 2004, someone remembered the painting, and a reassessment of its creator set off efforts to restore it. With meticulous care, the rice paper sheets began to be carefully teased away. Now, at this point, I want to suggest that our lectionary reading from St. John's Gospel omits a critical part of this important story. After Jesus has washed his friends' feet, as was customary before a meal, they take their places, and Jesus says, "One of you will betray me." Suddenly, everything is different. And the genius of Vasari captured that moment. The disciples are arranged around the table on either side of Jesus. On his left, John leans onto Jesus' breast. On his right is Peter. Robert Clark, in his book, Dark Water, relates that the first face to emerge with clarity in the restoration of the painting was the face of Peter. He writes, "Peter was stunned as though a lightning struck, nearly falling over backwards at hearing Jesus' declaration that one of them would betray him. He was shocked, and it seems to me, but also simply affronted. He couldn't imagine that one of them was capable of this, but of course, one of them was, and for not very much money. And so was another, Peter himself, who would deny knowing Jesus three times in the next 24 hours. Judas was, you could argue, simply bad, playing his assigned role in the drama of redemption. But Peter's betrayal was of another magnitude, exactly because it was so ordinary. Committed almost innocently by this most ordinary of the apostles, it was beyond imagining that he might do such a thing. And then he did it twice more, willed it, and did it willfully, all the while mystified at himself. Peter had done, Clark continues, what any one of us could have done and maybe would have done under those circumstances. As an evil, it was inconsequential, but conspicuously shamefaced in execution. A mediocre, tawdry little thing. It was the kind of sin, especially Vasari, could understand. "I am as I can, not as I ought to be," he wrote about himself. We gather here this evening to remember that evening on this day we call Maundy Thursday. The name derived from the Mandatum Novum, the new commandment of Jesus. The commandment to love one another, even as he loved his disciples and loves and commands us to love. He demonstrated that humble love by washing his disciples' feet, as we will presently be invited to do for each other. We, like Vasari, do as we can not as we ought to do. We, like Peter, are capable of the most mundane, ordinary, cowardly betrayal of our Lord and Savior. We betray him in a thousand little innocent ways. Like Peter, we're not evil people, just ordinary folk going about our business. And yet we betray him in countless small, tawdry acts of pride and self-centeredness. Sins of omission and commission, we call them. Or perhaps, worst of all, we simply ignore him. Like Vasari's masterpiece, moldering in a storage room in the back halls of our minds, covered with muck and the detritus of our busyness. The waters and the mud and all the toxic goop of our everyday living has obscured the radiant beauty that lies beneath the marred surface of each one of us. Like a ruined masterpiece, we need cleaning, we need restoring, we need renewal, we need washing, we need restoration. So Jesus comes to each of us. He kneels before us, wraps a towel around his waist like the lowest servant in the household, and invites us to present to him the tired, dusty, worn feet of our everyday lives, and to let him wash them gently, tenderly, lovingly. And he bids us to be Christ and to see Christ in each other. Then he invites us to his table to share a simple feast of bread and wine. And he asks us to follow his example. He asks us to do that in service of each other. None of us is too grand or too powerful or too timid. None of us is unworthy. He simply asks us to do what he has done. So come. Amen.
At this time, we will have the foot washing. As it says in your bulletin, this is entirely optional. So we'll begin with the clergy here in the center. I will wash the other clergy's feet, and then Ernie and Margaret will go to the other two stations, and then you just come forward as you wish. If you want to wash somebody else's feet, you may. We'll just try to read each other's cues as best we can. You can come forward and just have your feet washed and return to your seat. You can come forward, have your feet washed, and also wash another person's feet and then return to your seat. It's really entirely up to you.
Thank you.
Let us pray for the church and the world.
Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. We pray for all bishops, deacons, and priests, especially as they continue to learn new ways to lead worship and care for the people they serve. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. We pray that those with the authority to make decisions that affect the well-being of others will be guided by wisdom, compassion, humility, and common sense. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. We pray that the world will heed the cry of the earth as our climate crisis accelerates. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray in thanksgiving for families, friends, and neighbors. Help us to maintain a spirit of gratitude, courage, and hope. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, and of all who care for them. At this time, we lift our voices to pray for all those in need, especially those on our parish prayer list. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled, and we pray that we may share with you, with all your saints, in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus Christ, you stretched out your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross, that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your spirit that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you for the honor of your name.
Amen. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace, everyone. It's good to see you this evening. Our only announcements, well, I have two. One is just a reminder about communion. The other one is to say that on the back page of your bulletin, there is information about our other upcoming services. This is the beginning of the great 3 days of Maundy Thursday and Good Friday and Holy Saturday. And of course, we have services tomorrow at noon and at 7 p.m. They're, each one is quite different. Noon to 3 is the traditional time to observe the time of the crucifixion. And then we have a proper liturgy at 7. I'm not saying you have to be here from 12 to 3 tomorrow, but our service is at 12, and we try to observe some solemnity during those hours. And then we have the 7 p.m. service. And then we have the quiet of the tomb on Saturday, which ends with the Easter Vigil, the great fire outside. It is really a wonderful, just a splendid, splendid service. So I hope I'll see you back for that. And then we have two services on Sunday mornings. So the information is on the back of your bulletin. For today and over Saturday night and Sunday, we're going back to stations for communion, just to simplify things a little bit. So if you were worried that there are no kneelers, it's okay. You're going to come forward down the center aisle to the two communion stations, just the way we've been doing it for some time now. So on this side, there will be, I will intinct the bread into the wine and hand it to you. And on this side, the bread and the wine will be separate. It is gluten-free and vegan communion bread. We're all having the same communion, and all are welcome to receive at the table, regardless of denomination. And if you cannot come forward and you let an usher know, then the usher will let us know so we can bring you communion. You also have the choice to come forward and cross your arms, indicating you don't want communion, but you would like to receive a blessing. The service ends in darkness and in silence. So just as we, I think you'll know the cue, we'll be in after the post-communion prayer. There's an anthem, there's chant, and the stripping of the altar. And when I turn out the sanctuary light, the candle in the back, that is the end. We'll take a beat before some lights will come on to help you find your way safely out of the nave, but there's no dismissal, and we try to leave in silence. If you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift.
Thank you.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For our sins he was lifted high upon the cross, that he might draw the whole world to himself, and by his suffering and death, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who put their trust in him. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, in your infinite love you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Maker of all. Jesus stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, Almighty God, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in Christ. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace, and at the last day bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through Jesus Christ, our Savior. By Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever.
Amen.
And now first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día, perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Please rise as you are able, and let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of Christ and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Recording. tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. And you are laying me in the dust of the grave. As the dust throws me in, and gangs of evil doers circle around me. They pierce my hands and my feet, I can count on my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them. They cast lots for my clothing. Be not far away, O God. You are my strength. Hasten to help me. Save me from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, my wretched body from the horns of wild bulls. I will declare your name to my people. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. May all who fear you, O God, give praise. May the offspring of Israel stand in awe, and all of Jacob's line give glory. For you do not despise nor abhor the poor in their poverty, neither do you hide your face from them. But when they cry to you, I will perform my vows in the presence of those who worship you. The poor shall eat and be satisfied, and those who seek you shall praise you. May your heart live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to you, and all the families of the nation shall bow before you.